775-0623.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Over the President Putin, he met with the African delegation that has been promoting a peace roadmap designed to end the conflict in Kiev and Moscow. The Chinese have a 12-point program, and it appears as if the United States and the NATO, basically the United States, refuses to negotiate. And Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky, he also refuses to even consider any kind of peace talks, because he knows it will end his life. The Nazis in Ukraine, they will assassinate him if CIA doesn't take him out first. So in Kiev, in Moscow, actually, Putin met with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Senegalese President Macky Sall, Comoros President Otham Gezar-Ali, Zambian President Hakainde Hichilema, Egyptian Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly, and senior officials from the Republic of Congo and Uganda. These nations, you have all these nations of the world that are working with Russia and willing to work with Russia to bring peace in Ukraine. And then Putin disclosed to these leaders that immediately after Russia began the operations in Ukraine, a year plus 4 months ago, roughly, he produced a document. And he said, as he was presenting this document, he said, I'd like to draw your attention to the fact that with Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan's assistance, as you know, a string of talks between Russia and Ukraine took place in Turkey so as to work out both the confidence building measures you mentioned and to draw up the text of the agreement. We did not discuss with the Ukrainian side that this treaty would be classified, but we have never presented it nor commented on it. This draft agreement was initialed by the head of the Kiev negotiation team. He put his signature there. Here it is. The document was titled the Treaty on the Permanent Neutrality and Security Guarantees for Ukraine. It was signed by the Ukrainian delegation. The report noted, stipulated that Ukraine must enshrine permanent neutrality in its constitution with Russia, the United States, Britain, China, and France. They were listed as guarantors. The addendum to the draft, also shown by Putin, outlined Russian and Ukrainian proposals regarding the size of Ukraine's standing army during peacetime. So this was an agreement already. And it allowed for equipment. Moscow proposed to cap the number of military personnel to 85,000, the number of National Guard members, 15,000. Kiev proposed that its armed forces would have up to 250,000 troops. Moscow suggested that Ukraine should be allowed to have 342 tanks, 1,029 armored vehicles, 96 multiple rocket launchers, 50 combat aircraft, 52 auxiliary aircraft, while Kiev was in the favor of having 800 tanks and 2,400 armored vehicles. It goes on to give the numbers. But instead of Ukraine honoring the peace agreement it signed, Putin revealed, after we pulled our troops away from Kiev, as we had promised to do, the Kiev authorities tossed their commitment into the dustbin of history. They abandoned everything. And after Ukraine tossed the peace agreement signed into the dustbin of history, it was then reported that clashing reports emerged surrounding the death of the Ukrainian, identified by media as a member of the country's negotiating team with Russia. The first widespread reports in local media and social media throughout the day claimed Denis Kiriev had been photographed taking part in the negotiations. He had been killed by Ukrainian security forces during an attempt to arrest him. So, soon after, Russia obliterated all the weapons that the Ukrainians had agreed in the document to have in their... This war, I don't think it's going to end soon. Because of truth.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343. Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Yeah.
So there will be no peace in Ukraine. I felt to begin with this part of an article that was in today's whatdoesitmean.com. Now, I've talked about a multipolar and a unipolar world. I've talked about American world hegemony, Russia and China, and an agreement they made the 4th of February, 2022, where they jointly made a declaration, basically, that they are going to put an end to the unipolar world system. They are going to put an end to America's world hegemony. There's been talk of an end to America's military superiority. Militarily, our army may not be what it was, but as far as weapons, we still are the leading nation with the most sophisticated arsenal of weaponry the world has ever known. Russia has secret weapons, but I don't believe they compare to what the United States has hidden from the world. The unipolar world. Now, there's an article, there's a term, another term that is used that is called rules-based order. And people have never really heard this term, rules-based order. They don't know what it is. They don't have an idea. But I'll give you a brief, hopefully, understanding of what this rules-based order is. It is a world order. It is a world order that was conceptualized by Cecil Rhodes in the late 1800s. It would be a white, Aryan, English-speaking order. And there is a definitely military side to it, but there's also an economic side. And there is a technological side. The rules-based order. It's a new world order. Someone will take the lead. Some nation, according to what Cecil Rhodes conceptualized, and he felt it would be England, probably jointly with the United States, and he was absolutely correct. It would be a group, a secret society, based initially in London, called Pilgrim Society. They would have a joint relationship with a sister society, same society, Pilgrim Society, based in New York City. The wealthy, powerful royalty, the monarchies, the wealthy, powerful industrialists of the United States would work jointly to rule the world. And this rule and this plan was set in motion conceptually in 1902, 3, 4, 5. They worked on it through it for a decade. Part of the strategy initially was disorder, to create chaos. And so we have World War I. In the plan with World War I, pardon me, they were also planning to destroy Russia. You see, England didn't forget what Russia did during the time of Abraham Lincoln, when Russia stopped the European plans to take control of the United States with France and England, and Spain, I believe, was involved too, if I remember correctly. The Russian army, the Russian navy, protected Lincoln and the new armies of America from being and kept America from being invaded and controlled by the British. They still had control, but not the control that they wanted in 1860, 70, 80. But now, with the great industrialists of the United States, Rockefellers and others that would come on his heels, now they had a way to rule and control America. They had a way to control every president from that time into the future. But they had to destroy Russia. They never forgot. They are vindictive. They needed to destroy Russia. And the plan is still, to this very day, Russia is the country that has been the roadblock to American world hegemony. And America eventually would take the lead, but you had to have World War I. And with World War I, America became the dominant nation. By the end of World War II, America was the dominant empire in the world. But now you have a rule-based order. Now I'm going to read to you out of the Council of Foreign Relations.org. This is the black and the white out of their own filthy lips, or typewriters, or computers. The international rules-based order established after World War II seems to be under relentless pressure, threatening its foundations existentially. If so, what, if anything, can be done to revigorate it? The question raises several others. First, what are the most distinctive attributes of the post-1945 world order? How did that order come into being? What explains its longevity? Second, what forces are now placing this order under strain? We can see what forces. Russia, China, and the multipolar world nations. The nations that are in revolt against empire, against America's hegemonic, lawless rule. I'm saying this. This nation is the great nation. The American people are the best. It is those who are controlling, that are ruling this nation. It's not the American people. There's two Americas. It's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Two personalities. It's a split personality. Those in the power structure, in federal government, state government, local government, and then you have the citizens of the country. So second, what forces are placing this order under strain? Third, what aspects of today's order are most vulnerable and which are most resilient? Fourth, what principles, frameworks, and objectives should guide U.S. policy toward world order going forward? They straight out admit it. They admit it through their lying teeth. You see their wicked agenda. World order, not just a unipolar order over the nations of Europe, Central and Eastern Europe, and over our territories internationally, but over every nation. And Russia and China, Russia has interfered with that plan for 140 years. Russia has been the one nation, the hated nation by the West, by the Five Eyes nations, by the Luciferians, by the Illuminati, by the Rosicrucians, by the secret societies in this country, Freemasons, Skull and Bones. Because you see, the unipolar West, the New World Order that they want to bring in, is a satanic order. It is an order that will be ruled by Satan. Satan's objective was always to rule the world through his children that worship him and serve him. And he has these individuals in powerful positions internationally presently. And the multipolar world nations that have been afflicted through economic sanctions, war, assassinations, through like Iraq, we go in and we tear out a government, kill the leader, and then we move in and we control. Iraq, from the time that we moved in after the assassination of, well, I don't even know if Saddam Hussein actually died. It may be that he did. But we've controlled Iraq. We sanctioned Iraq. They're not even on the Forex. They have no freedom as a nation. They are controlled by the dictates of empire and by the World Economic Forum, by the Pilgrim Society, England and New York. Russia has been the problem. This is why the attempt one final time to destroy Russia. But this time it backfired. Russia and China made an agreement, and with their agreement basically stating, we will not go along with unipolar objectives, we will no longer agree to America's world hegemony and the hegemony of the British and the royals of Europe, we won't go along with it. Other nations have the courage now to finally take a stand, knowing that they'll have the backing of Russia and China and India and Brazil in the global South, in South Africa. America right now is involved, I think, in trying to overthrow the government of South Africa. They would like to be more involved in overthrowing the government of Brazil and Argentina and the nations that are now desiring to be part of the BRICS network of nations. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey, Joe Giganti, host of the regular Joe Show. Together, we'll tackle the hottest topics, be it politics, entertainment, or the culture, unapologetically through the lens of true conservatism, weekday morning starting at 7 on KHNC 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, my Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great El Dursky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Don't miss the Tree Farms Gardener Sale going on now. Choose a big 5-year-old number 15 container Autumn Blaze Maple Tree for only $319.99. Get 25% off thousands of reliable shade trees. Choose from many varieties and sizes, including coffee tree, honey locust, linden, oak, maple, and more. Also save on shrubs, berries, and vines. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
Hello, this is George Sawtooth, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show, The George Sawtooth Hour, on Saturdays from 3 to 4 p.m., where we will explore wacky subjects together. See you then.
So that gives you an idea of what the rules-based order is. Another article out of thehill.com, this was at the end of the year last year, it was November, the middle of November, November 15th. The much-vaunted liberal international order, and it is a liberal international order, recently rebranded as a rules-based international order, RBIO, is disintegrating before our very eyes. The rules, the norms, the institutions first tentatively assembled into a coherent system of global governance in the immediate post-war World War II era, but only becoming fully globalized in its aftermath of the Cold War, no longer have a regulative or structuring effect they once had. The United Nations Security Council is paralyzed. The norm prohibiting wars of aggression have been shattered. Institutions governing the global economy faltering under the weight of repeated financial crises. And even stable regional organizations like NATO and the European Union are experiencing unprecedented centrifugal forces that are threatening to tear them apart. Yes, these forces are the nations of the multipolar world order, global order, another global order. From the time of World War II up until about 10 years ago, there was one global order, the order of empire. The power behind it, petrodollar, American military, American I talk about it all the time and it's escaping me. The continuity of government. Not only is a continuity of government to make sure that America survives any kind of an attack. But there's a continuity of global order, which is the rule of empire, which is rules-based international order. This is the continuity of world control that is being shaken, has been shaken, and now there is no way for America to ever recover the lost opportunities to rule the world as she desired, as Cecil Rhodes had conceptually seen through satanic forces, a world that would be ruled by the Anglo-Saxon. I use that term. They set in motion the concept behind that during the time of Adolf Hitler. It's still alive in the world today. A white Aryan world order. Blue eye, blonde hair. But they don't realize that the Bible states it will never happen because God created all of the races perfectly. Each race in itself is an absolutely fantastic parts of humanity. I have seen some of the most handsome and beautiful people, black people. Same with the Asian people. Same with the Arab-speaking people in the Arab nations. With Anglo-Saxon, with Latinos, Hispanic, with Eskimos, because God created in His creation diversity. Satan wants one flavor. He wants to rule his way, and if he can't rule his way, then he'll destroy the world. And this is what Cecil Rhodes, what he envisioned, and they tried to use Adolf Hitler. And that spirit is still alive in the world today. Jesus Christ, He will return. He's near. He is very near. And the closer that He comes to returning, the earth will shake even more than it's shaking right now. Economically, in every way, more earthquakes, the oceans will you're going to have unsettled oceans, you're going to have nations going to war like you've never seen before, and you have a big war taking place right now. The cultures of the world don't realize the big war is the war between a unipolar world system, which is satanic, a satanic antichrist system, and a multipolar world group of nations that are going to be the net to catch the people that will try to jump out of the antichrist system. And that antichrist system is based in the United States of America. God wants the nations of the world to understand this and the people of America to understand. There are the American people, and then there are the children of the devil who rule this country in powerful positions, federally, at the state level, county level, city level, in the regions of this country. The rules-based international order is ending. There's a gentleman by the name of Antonio Gramsci. He said, "The old world is dying, and the new world is struggling to be born." The article is in thehill.com. Svante Myrick, November 15th, 2022. And Gramsci, or Svante says, We might even be tempted to conclude, as Gromsky, that this is necessarily a terrifying time. Gromsky put it, it's a time of monsters. While this time of monsters might be frightening, it shouldn't be all surprising. The rules-based international order, like all international orders, is simply moving through its natural life cycle. Born as a truly global system in the aftermath of the Cold War, what was then an ambiguously liberal international order flourished during the ensuing unipolar movement, which America has been the leader in the unipolar movement, unipolar world. With no viable competitors, the liberal norms and ideals of the Cold War victors suffused and animated the institutions of global governance as never before. To see the world is wonderful. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop button.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Use your promo code
KHNC.
Naturally Inspired Health Summit, real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at The Ranch by the Budweiser Event Center in Loveland, Colorado. Come and meet your community in health. Matthew Dark from Colorado Healthcare Providers for Freedom. Victoria Flint from Dental Hygiene Haven. Kimberly Gonzalez from Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products. Chris Hodel, 212 Degree Wellness. Get your tickets today at naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
So we're seeing the end of the rules-based international order. Now, the now rebranded rules-based international order entered at the beginning of its end in the early 2010s because of the rise of China, the relative decline in U.S. power, COVID-19 pandemic. Now, these fools that decided to use the COVID and the vaccinations to bring in their hegemonic order, continue their control, and even to take over the world, actually, it backfired. It actually was, the, you might say, the shot to the head that began the quick demise of empire. Empire will not be able to go, excuse me, another 10 years. Things are moving too quickly. China is moving quickly. Russia is moving quickly. The multipolar world nations that are joining the BRICS network, they know that they have to move very quickly. And what this means is they will begin to work together economically with trade, and they will be able and they are willing to yield, to bend, to be flexible. They're not going to give up. They're not going to give up the, they're not going to, you know, sell the kids, so to speak, though the kids may be stolen from them by the pedophiles internationally and the men stealers. Paul puts it in the book of, Peter talks about men stealers, people that steal people, these criminals, their end is coming too. But they're not going to sell their future any longer. They refuse to be controlled by America. Now, in the Bible, there is a, in the book of Daniel, I know many of you don't read the Bible. You go read the book of Daniel. America's in the book of Daniel. It's a nation. It's likened to a monster, a beast. It's a beast nation. It's young. But it becomes very powerful. From the time that it, you might say, has its genesis in the world, which will be basically 400 years, it becomes very powerful in the final 200 years of its existence. Becomes even more powerful in the final 100 years, extremely powerful in the 50 years before her demise through technology. And you can see America in the Bible in Revelation chapter 13. It talks about a beast, an antichrist, a false prophet, but it's talking also about the country, the nation, the empire that they operate in. And in that empire that they operate in, that they control over, it gives you the clear understanding, a clear picture of the technology that they have. They have technology that they can cause miracles and signs in the heavens, in the atmosphere, on the earth, and it's all through digital means. It is through computers. It is through technology. Then if you go to Isaiah chapter, I believe it is 14, I'd have to look, 13 or 14, that chapter talks about a nation at the end of the world that is so far advanced in being able to create creatures in bio labs with bioengineering. They can create creatures that God did not create in the Garden of Eden. And I mean creatures that you can see with your eyes, and creatures and technology that can live inside of your body that you cannot see, but you can feel, that will control you. And the means electronically that they will use is you will ingest in many ways through what they spray in the air, what they might inject into your arm, this graphene oxide, which makes you a computer. You can be controlled through electricity, minute amounts of electricity. There's a movie for Father's Day. My family took me to see this new Guardians of the Galaxy number 3. This is conditioning the young children that are going to see this with their parents the parents don't realize what is happening. It is conditioning the children to accept creatures that are being created in laboratories. And the children will have empathy for these little creatures that were not created in the Garden of Eden, but creatures that were created in bio labs, these secret labs throughout the world, especially in Ukraine, and even creatures that are like humans that are not human. But they have eyes, they breathe, they talk, and they have no DNA of Homo sapien. They are other than Homo sapien.
KHNC, it's your boy Bucky. So glad to be back with my friends, Steve and Mike from the Ramsey Auto Group. I bought a truck from them about, 7 months ago, and it has been a fantastic process. They have done everything they can to give me the VIP experience and make sure that I'm taken care of. I will never go anywhere else for a vehicle, and I recommend that you don't either. The Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley.
6175 West 10th Street, 970-443-5654. Come in and take a look, see what we've got, see what we have that'll fit you.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
To all the Tommy's Barbers and Blades customers out there, we appreciate you so much. We're doing a gift card giveaway the entire month of June. All you have to do is tell a friend to come in and see us or make an appointment and make sure they tell them your name and KHNC as the code, and both of you are in the drawing for $100 each of a gift card. Your friend gets entered once, you can get entered for as many times as you tell your friends. So make it happen, 720-745-0783.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So like Mr. Gramsci stated, we are in a time of monsters. The monsters are numerous, especially nations. Now I won't be able to get through the whole article because of minutes. We are pressed. Minutes move too quickly. Now, the rules-based international order is in its death throes. To be sure, there are those who cling to the idea that the old order can still be salvaged, but they are largely whistling past the graveyard. The economic and geopolitical base upon which the institutional superstructure of liberal global governance was built has simply collapsed. The old order is beyond salvation. If there is a new, it is still struggling to be born. It is struggling to be born. It is called a multipolar world nations. They are being born, and they will survive. There is a safety net according to what the Bible says about the time that we're in. There has to be a safety net economically, with the nations still being able to trade, to industry, technology. Technology is not going to end in a snap when Christ returns. No, technology that is being used for evil will be used to assist and help mankind in the future. Christ isn't technology. He has given man the brilliance to rule over the world in a proper way. We are the keepers of the great, beautiful garden that God created in the world. But then you have those people who claim to be the ones who have the right to decide who's going to live, who's going to die. They have the right to destroy the atmosphere, to stop the sun from shining. Well, I'm going to tell those people something. When Christ returns, 7 times brighter than it is right now. 7 times greater, because earth is going to flourish like a Garden of Eden. And I don't mean just in 1 or 2 or 3 places globally. The whole world is going to be like the Garden of Eden during the time of Jesus Christ's time in his millennial rule. We're near that time. Very close to that time. So the America and the Satanists, the Luciferians, the Illuminati, all of these children that have served the devil, what they envision for mankind is nothing but hardship, suffering, death, unimaginable terror. Christ is coming to end it. And the people of the world right now, you may not want Christ to return. You think this is still a paradise. You will fight the thought of Jesus Christ coming to make things right, to bring justice to this world. Well, there'll come a time where you're going to beg and ask God to please help you and to bring justice. That there must be justice to this evil, and it's coming. Just a matter of when will it come? Very soon. There is something being rebirthed in the world, multipolar world nations, and a revival of the true believers internationally. Rick Rodriguez, tomorrow.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
The Rev here. Life can deal some crushing blows. Renew, refresh, and restore your spirit. Join us every Sunday as Pastor Keith reveals the joy of knowing God through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We gather at the Old Severance Town Hall at 10 o'clock, located at 4th Avenue and 1st Street in Severance, to hear God's inspiration. Come and be part of our family. We look forward to meeting you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.